Okay, well, you guys continue eating, and if you don't mind answering, talking while you're eating.
We usually eat while we're talking.
So, actually, you've been here in the States since February or longer?
January, we came.
Since January?
Did some rehearsals, and then we've been dropping on tour since then.
And what's been your most favorite place you've been so far?
I don't know. Every time we do a good gig, then we're like, that's our favorite town.
Okay, but that's a good answer.
That keeps getting better and better. Like we like had a great show in Nashville. It's like, and it's such a cool little town.
Yeah, I like
it. Really
Nashville.
Surprised me.
Nashville's fun.
And then we went to Austin, and that was just awesome. It's like, I mean, it was South by Southwest.
So that, like that's supposed to be fantastic.
Yeah, it's like this crazy festival atmosphere. It's not like a fair reflection of how, you know, it is the whole rest of the time. But
that's
that
right.
was great fun.
And then we were in the middle of nowhere in Birmingham, Alabama.
Yeah.
That was great.
That
was actually
cool.
Really good.
Okay.
Yeah, so
I was going to say, where were you playing in Birmingham?
It's a tiny little bar.
The Nick.
Nick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that you?
No.
Right here?
It was great. The Nick is like, it just had fantastic sound. And it's really, you went in there and we were scared to be like foreign or say anything against, you know, George Bush or, you know, anything like.
Yeah.
You know, it looked like it would have a sign saying no blacks, no Irish, no dogs, whatever.
Okay.
But it was great. And everyone was really nice.
Oh, cool. I know. It's like, well, with the war going on, it is a little strange because you'll find a lot of the Americans, well, as we all say, Bush didn't actually win by the popular vote.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, and so, but it's a little dicey situation. But at least the Brits and the Americans are allies. So that's a good thing.
Allies in crime.
That's right. But,
You get a choice of fries or rice, and he said you got the French fries.
Can I get some extra rice?
You want rice?
That'd
okay.
be great, cheers.
Thanks.
All right.
I know I had all these questions in my mind, and I didn't bring any of my notes, but have you guys continued writing? Have you been writing songs as you're on the road, or do you find that that's too difficult to do, play every night, of course, and then try to write? And
it's quite hard. I've come up with like a few riffs and little things to say, but we haven't really worked on them together at all.
Okay.
Because it's just, after playing gig and driving, it's just like,
yeah.
You know what? Forget it.
Burnt out. Yeah.
I don't have time to soundtrack.
I was going to say, what's your favorite song off of your CD? Do you each have a different favorite, or do you have like a universal favorite that you all like the best, or?
They all sort of cater for different moods for songs, you know. You know, some of them are really kind of upbeat, kind of anthemic, large ego songs, and other ones are kind of very fragile and introspective, and kind of they all suit really different moods. And you know, I think, you know, our album's been out with college radio, and they're playing all different kinds of songs. There's no particular song that really stands out as the song.
Yes. Well, I have a favorite, but that's the one I can't play on the radio because it has the profanities in it, so I'm like, well, rat.
We'll get your radio mix.
Can you get me?
We've got a good radio mix.
For the cigarette song?
Yeah, we
got a that's my absolute favorite, and I'm like, I can't play.
Yeah, we have got a good mix for that.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, if you can get me a copy, I would appreciate it because that is my absolute favorite song. Some of the lines in that are just so, like, right on the mark.
It's cool.
I love it. So you guys don't have an actual favorite then?
It depends, like, when if we're hearing it or if we're playing it. Like, just every night is a different night.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you play it live, like, certain songs will go down so well and it just feels great. Like, we had one gig where everyone started going crazy when we played Fallow.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that usually it's like everyone doesn't, you know, everyone's silent and doesn't even really clap very loud at the end of it. But yeah, one day it was just like, they were all like, yeah, this is the best thing ever. And that just made that feel so great.
Well, I know with the college radio, it is. It's CMJ, you were on the cover of CMJ. You got an excellent review in that. You also got excellent reviews in I think it was Entertainment Weekly. I got that magazine, and there was a review of your current CD, and they gave you a really good review. And I don't know where else it's been reviewed. I can't read everything. But you've been getting really good reviews and the airplay. And from your website, I've noticed that you have quite a following on different people who go to different shows, and they'll post like little comments, and you know, which is nice. And the other thing I was reading today before my computer crashed and then I had to leave was that you have joined an organization to work on the, and I'm probably getting it wrong, the carbon. Can you explain that? Because
they, Future Forests, they basically figure out how much carbon dioxide you produce, by our band produces, by making records. And they plant a tree to like neutralize that amount of carbon dioxide.
Which is
every time, every time you make many records, it is.
Oh, which is wonderful. That's
it's
great.
500, isn't it?
Yeah,
500 records is like you plant a tree.
Oh, okay. So. Okay. Now, do they have like a certain part of the world that they're planting these trees?
Alabama.
We're doing
Louisiana, whatever.
But it got flooded.
Louisiana's. Yeah.
Okay.
You get, they've got like places like in India and Scotland and whatever, wherever they can get it.
Okay.
That's great. I think that's great.
Now, do you think after you finish your American tour, you're going to go back to the UK and you'll be more well known, and you'll be able to do some of the, maybe some of the, well, like the summer festival?
We couldn't be any less well known in England.
In England?
Yeah, known by somebody. I hope so.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
I've never been to England.
I've been three times, so I love it. It's a wonderful country. I always enjoyed it. Everybody's
very known anywhere. It's neat.
Which is true. Well, so far it's, you're probably at the just the right stage where you nobody actually sort of knows you too much yet. So you can like walk around and do whatever you want to do. But then when you become like quote unquote really famous, then it might be a slightly different story. I would imagine. I don't know.
Then I have to move to Iceland.
Iceland.
Yeah.
I'm sure there'll be somebody there who would know Fiction Plane. But as I was saying, I am interviewing Fiction Plane. This is WNTI 91.9 FM radio in Hackettstown, New Jersey, and you're listening to Cher on Cher Delight. Let's talk about family influences. Did anybody in your family influence you musically?
My mom.
Okay.
Taught me how to sing really badly.
Sounds like me.
Basically.
So you're dedicating your CD to her, I assume.
Well, yeah, when she sings at home, the cat goes mental.
That is so funny, because I have two cats, and when I sing, they run. It's true, I scare them. It's like, and I don't think I sound quite that bad, but everybody else will say, yes, you do. So I'm sort of accustomed to it. But at least I'm not the only one. Hmm. And how about you, Seton?
I'd say my grandmother, actually. She used to be a pianist before she went blind. No joke intended. And, she was a really great pianist. I used to sit with her as a kid and ask her to play. And I used to love it. She played beautifully. And uncles and dads used to play on a campfire. Nothing special. In fact, really bloody awful. They'd play so badly but be drunk, so it wasn't really like my family that made me think, God, I want to play guitar. It was more the bands we talked about, being at school, kind of dramatically changing your outlook on things and making you want to pick up a guitar. But I suppose musically, like as in genetically, it'd be from my grandmother.
Probably be my grandfather. He played piano for a long time when he was younger, just for fun. And I remember him playing it growing up, you know, really same piano, out of tune. It's probably like 70-year-old piano. It's never been tuned. And that specific, you know, sound in my brain is actually a nice sound, because he was really happy when he did it and he enjoyed it, and it gave me the right kind of idea of what music should be about, you know, enjoying it and sharing it. And so that's where that came from.
And how did you decide on the drums or percussion?
I was like third grade, and I had done piano lessons and was in choir, and you know, that was all okay, but I, you know, started seeing kids play the drums, and it looked really interesting, and I had a chance to either play percussion or do French horn. And Jesus Christ, who gets chicks in French horn? No chicks in French horn. So I just picked a friend had a drum set, went over and started playing, and we started making music together. And it was just natural.
Yeah, I love the drums. I think the drums are great.
I think there's a little drummer in everybody.
Yeah.
Some little in the cage, others. Please.
Yeah. That little drummer inside me, I suppose.
Yeah. If you hadn't had one, would you like one? But but then it just decides, you know, whether you want to hone that skill or not, you know. Because I think drums are actually kind of easy to a certain point. And then if you take it to the next level, then you can decide if you're really talented or not.
Yeah. Well, that's true. That's true.
If you suck. If you're not amazing at drums, then you suck.
That's true. Yeah. You do have to have that really good sense of rhythm. You do have to be able to keep the time, keep the beat. So.
My mom influenced me by allowing me to play incredibly loud music.
Okay.
In my house and telling the neighbors not to complain.
Oh, that's good. That was nice. Which is very good.
Yeah, so that went on for like 6 years. Until I was 24.
Does anybody else have anything else they'd like to talk about or discuss music-wise or, you know, thoughts to share with the your listeners here on WNTI?
Jersey Rocks.
Jersey Rocks, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, we had a good show in Jersey, in Birch Hill.
Oh, okay.
It was with something corporate, and we made a lot of friends there, and hopefully they'll come out to the show, because we're playing with Lifehouse a couple times in Jersey, so.
Okay.
Go to the website, fictionplane.com, and
okay.
Look at the schedule, and come out and see us.
And you let me know, and I'll announce it over the air, because people do listen over the internet, too, so we have listeners from all over, including England, and the South Jersey, and
great.
Everywhere.
Cool.
So, it would be great.
Thanks a lot.
Well, I want to thank you so much for allowing me to sit here while you eat your dinner and
sure.
Get a really nice interview, and I'm looking forward to hearing you play tonight. And best of luck to all of you. You're doing great. I've been talking to Joe and Pete and Seton and Dan and Fiction Plane. Keep your ears open because they're going to come to your town too. Thank you so much.
Sensing that this is a dark day, I remember when the sun came again. No need to fight the world myself, I have victory built into history. Cause I have seen better days, there will be better days. I have seen better days, there will be better days. This is a shadow of life lying fallow, sparing can find his place here. This is a shadow of life lying fallow, sparing can find his place here. Take a token from the past, and you see that nothing lasts. Things keep moving on, and you ask me where is home. Well, the clouds have fallen ill, and if yet more rain is spilled, will I forgive him? Wash your fears in purest hope, they keep you cleaner than can soap. Just remember that the dirt comes from within your living skin. It's made of everything you eat, keeps you standing on your feet. There's a price to pay, but don't dismay your life, because I've seen better days, there will be better days. I've seen better days, there will be better days. This is a shadow of life lying fallow, despairing can find its place here. This is a shadow of life lying fallow, despairing can find its place here. This is a shadow of life lying fallow, despairing can find its place here. This is a shadow of life lying fallow, despairing can find its place here. Fearing silence, you just might find yourself awake at night, imagining the things that could go wrong before too long. Let the panic slip away, don't hold too tightly to this day. Don't crush its life out and be sure to find the cure. Sensing that this is a dark day, I remember when the sun came again. No need to fight the world myself, I have victory built into history. 'Cause I've seen better days, there will be better days. I've seen better days, there will be better days. I've seen better days, there will be
better. WNTI, Hackettstown.
Better days, there will be better days. This is a shadow.